ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासदिगौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। वेलकम एवरीबडी एंड थैंक यू फॉर इनवाइटिंग मी। इट इज़ अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट सिचुएशन इन स्पेसिफिक टुडेज सिचुएशन दैट इज इन कोरोना एंड पोस्ट कोरोना। ऑफ कोर्स वी आर नॉट येट इन पोस्ट कोरोना बट ड्यूरिंग कोरोना सिचुएशन। As sir said, Dr. Savi, that 50% of people are affected. It's a very striking statistics. And we have to understand that this is not imaginary, this is realistic. While only 5% people are affected from society with corona, that means remaining 45% people who are affected psychologically are imagining something. And what is that imagination? It's a fear. The fear that I will get corona. I will be affected by corona. Then what will happen to me? Will I die? Will I survive? Will I live or die? What will happen to my children? What about money? So there are so many situations which are not have come to us, but we are still imagining and fearing what has not come to us. And some people have got corona and they are thinking whether I'll live or die. And they are feeling greatly lonely in the world. Suddenly they are in the family and suddenly when they are COVID positive, they go to the hospital and then they are not allowed to meet any relatives. Only unknown people like doctors and nurses are there. So there's a great lacune socially they feel, and they feel very, very depressed because they are alone. Plus they are very weak, having fever. They can't even move their hands and feet. They eat food and their SpO2, oxygen saturation, goes down. So there are two kinds of fears here. One is before getting affected and one is after getting affected. I would talk about a mind for a while before we go into the actual solution of situation. We all should know that human mind has got tremendous power, unbelievable power. You and me may not know what mental powers you and me have, but at least theoretically we should know that apart from the animal mind, bird mind, or the any other living entity mind, human mind is extremely powerful. And why it is so? Because God wants you to meet Him. God wants you to come to Him. So He has given us a very strong mind. But that is of two kinds, conscious mind and subconscious mind. Conscious mind is that is reacting to the external situations and events. And the subconscious mind, which is storing all the conclusions, the saransh of whatever we have gone through, you know, the nutshell take home message that you keep on storing from this life, from last life, and we enjoy or suffer or we make our personality as per the store that we have, as per the storage we have done in our mind in this lifetime and past lifetime. But both together, it's extremely strong. That which we should take understand how. Because you know, 40 kilo weighing person with having 5 feet height, with human mind he can control tiger, hippopotamus, elephant and make them dance in circus the way you want. That proves that mind has got tremendous power. Also, whatever mind thinks, we see happening in the world. We think negative, then negative things happen in the world. We think positive, then positive things happen in the world. And whatever we keep in the mind, we see the world accordingly. If we are happy, then we see world happy. If we are unhappy, we see whole the world is unhappy. So this mind is extremely important. The mind can, it is said in Bhagavad Gita, that mind can make hell out of heaven and heaven out of hell. Both things are true. Mind can turn things exactly 360 degrees from one point to another. So even intelligence sometimes becomes subservient to the mind, slave to the mind. Even though somebody is extremely important, extremely intelligent, highly intelligent IIT or a doctor or IT person or a politician or a leader or great qualities, but his mind is depressed, he is defunct. If his mind is upset or he is sorry, then he cannot function, he cannot utilize his intelligence. So mind plays a big, big role in our life to take us to success or to take us to failure. So, and most experiences are because of expectations, because of unacceptance of situations. Like for example, I expect that I should not get corona positive, COVID positive. And if I get, I am not ready to accept, why me only? I used the mask, I put sanitization of the hand, I did not meet people, I didn't call guests at home, I didn't go to anybody's house as guest, I didn't travel. Why me only? Why me only? Why me only? So, there is a great difficulty in most of us, inability to accept things as they are. And all the miseries, I would say, all the miseries are because we are expecting something. The root cause of all miseries is expectation. That I want to become rich, I can't become rich, so I am unhappy. I wanted to get a particular beautiful girl as my wife, I could not get, so I am unhappy. I wanted to become rich in few years time, I could not become, so I am unhappy. So it is difficult to take out all the expectations in life, but we have to ultimately, as we grow, we have to learn to not expect too many things or not expect unreasonable things. Like today I can sit here and decide I want to become Prime Minister of India. This is my dream. But at this age, it's unlikely that I will become Prime Minister. So I should not have such kind of expectations. I should have expectations which are smart. Smart means simple, measurable, acceptable, time-bound, all these things, reasonable. So I should have expectations which are within my purview of my capacity. I should not have expectations which are not in my capacity or beyond possibility. Logically, it is beyond possibility. So, we have to work on expectations. I will tell you later on how to do that. And second thing is, in this life, we have to understand things are not in our control. Even Dr. Savai said the same thing. You are not in control of anything. If it rains now in the middle of the October, it will be there. You can't do anything. It can be stormy also. It can flood also. In the month of December, there can be a storm. What we can do? Or money will come and money will go. Suddenly, stock market will crash and all your money will be finished. And again, you will become rich tomorrow. So, what I'm trying to say is, I can give you hundreds of examples, but the essence of the message is that the things around us are not in our control. We are not in the control of situations around us, but we are definitely in control of the situation within us. That we should understand. We cannot change the situation outside, but we can change the way we see the things outside, and that is in our hand. But it is saying is very easy, sitting from on this platform and saying that, oh, change yourself, change yourself. It's very easy to say. How to do that? That requires long practice, long, sincere and dedicated practice of years together. One can do that. We have to understand that as I have a body, I can go to gymnasium and make myself strong. I can go and do yoga and make myself healthy. I can make my weak muscles strong by physiotherapy and exercise. You can see in college, some people were 35-40 kilos, and suddenly after 25 years, we meet them. I have got some classmates who are like bodybuilders now. We have got muscles and arms of 16 inches. Because at 40 years, they thought, I don't want to be weakling. I want to go to gym and work out. So in 10 years time, they have got trained. And at 58, my classmates are, some of them are very strong. So what I'm trying to say is, you have a body like that, you have a mind. And you are not both of them. You are not your body. You are not your mind, and you are not your intelligence also. You are you, yourself, your Atma. And first of all, try to understand, separate yourself from these entities. That you are Atma, part and parcel of the Lord, and you have the body called mind, body, intelligence, and you have the subtle body called body. Huh? There are two bodies, subtle body and gross body. Gross body that I can see, big, yellow, small, white, whatever, whitish color. And what I cannot see is your mind, your intelligence and your ego. But I can feel it, I can perceive it. So some things are visible, that is body, hands, feet, height, everything. And mind, intelligence, ego are not seen, but they are still there. But first, segregate yourself from that. And then start watching as an observer, your mind and your body. So with this knowledge, you can understand that you can work on the mind. And you can improve the mind, or you can worsen the mind by only your desire. Mind has got three faculties. Once you know you are not the mind, mind is separate from you, mind is with you, but you are not the mind. We understand next, mind has three faculties. One is thinking. Second is feeling, that you feel good or bad. Somebody hurts you, they feel bad. Somebody praises you, you feel good. So feeling is another faculty of mind. And desiring is third faculty of mind. We are always thinking something or other, in day or night, in wakefulness or sleep. And we are desiring something all the time. Today I want to eat gulab jamun, today I want to eat dal, today I want to eat South Indian sabji, today I want to go to office, today I want to wear yellow dress, tomorrow I want to wear pink shoes. Constantly mind is desiring small or big things. And based on the experience which you get, you feel. So we are always in three things: thinking, unlimitedly we are thinking, feeling and desiring. Now these three things are the cause of happiness or distress. The way you think, the way you feel and the way you desire can cause you happiness or can cause you distress. So if you want to be away from the fear of corona or anything else in life, financial difficulties or upcoming financial losses, you have to change your way of thinking, the way you feel about things and the way you desire. Because mind is uncontrolled. So how? In this corona situation, when I meet people, most I think I see is fear. And most fear which I see is because of ignorance. They don't know why they are fearful. They are just fearful. So let us come to now, in our short discussion, come to a straight conclusion, what we can do about it. Because giving pravachan for a long time about mind and about what we can do is easy. But what we can do and what we have been doing and what is successfully giving us results, let us think about that. So I would categorize the solution of mental problem into two things. One is knowledge and second is practice. You can note down, one is knowledge and second is practice. Knowledge about the situation, that situations cannot be changed, you need to be changed. Second knowledge is, everything happens for good. There is some plan behind everything that happens. We may not know the plan today, what is good for us. Today it appears bad to us, it is miserable for us. But how it is good for us, we may come to know tomorrow. But we can't wait till tomorrow. We have to understand it today only, otherwise today will be miserable. Till we come to know tomorrow, we'll be happy tomorrow. I want to be happy today. Tomorrow I have not seen. I will see tomorrow. So we have to know many things as basic knowledge, that I am not this mind, I am not this body, everything happens for good, and things that happen outside in the world are not in my control. I should rather worry about things which are in my control. What I am in control of, how do I feel about things? Sometimes, you know, Marathi may see that there is a problem of mustard seeds, size of mustard seed, but we make it a mountain out of that. We make a mountain out of mustard seed. But if you have right approach, then we can keep mustard seed at the level of mustard seed, not make a mountain and suffer because of mountain. That is within our hands. So there are many knowledges given in scriptures. I am giving you only few of them. You have to understand that you are very powerful at mental level. That first understand. You and me are not weak. our mind is extremely powerful. There is a tremendous inner strength that we have, but we have not accessed it. It's like you have 5 crore rupees, but it's in some bank locker. You are not yet reached there. It's yours, but you are not gone to the bank and taken the money. Similarly, within you, you have got tremendous mental power. You can change things also. Before you cannot, but when you become very strong from within, your approach is different, your thinking is different, you are very positive, then you can change your situation. There is also another knowledge which scripture gives, that if you are very positive in your mental attitude, you can turn bad things into good things for you. That is also possible. We get bogged down with bad things and we feel bad and bad and bad, and we completely get depressed. But what is important is, when you develop a positive attitude, very strong positive attitude within yourself, then you will see things changing around you. That is most important. One advice I will definitely give all of you, that make it a point that wherever I am and whomever I meet, I want to emanate only positivity and happiness. No one should meet me and feel unhappy, and no one should feel negative when they meet me. Although you are having your own problems, no doubt everybody has his own problems, but you decide that in my problems also, in my situations of difficulties also, whoever meets me should get positivity, should get happiness. Make a determination today, make a resolution and pray to God, and I am telling you, God will help you to disperse happiness, to disperse positivity, whoever meets you. Now, in practice, first let us start physical practice. Specifically, I am telling you, during corona times, do take very good sleep. And do not sleep at 1 o'clock in the night and get up at 9 in the morning, completing 8 hours. Sleep as early as possible. Maybe it looks very theoretical and very dreamy situation to sleep at 9 o'clock in Bombay. But I will tell you, if possible, 9:30, call it a day and go to bed. It will not be possible in the first few days to get sleep, but gradually you will get sleep. Why I am saying this? Because the quality of sleep that you get between 9 and 12 is equal to 6 hours. Each hour you get 2 hours benefit. This is scientifically proved. Ayurveda says that, even medical science has proved it. The sleep between 9 and 12 in the night is equal to 2 hours per 1 hour. From 12 to 3, when you sleep, you get benefit of 1 hour per 1 hour. That means when you sleep between 12 and 3, you get 1 hour sleep for 1 hour sleep. And when you sleep after 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock or after that, then you get half an hour per hour. You are in the bed for 1 hour, but you are getting benefit of only 30 minutes per hour. So, the body mechanism is such that all the rejuvenations and rehabilitations and repairings take place in the night time when you sleep. And the best occurs between 9 and 12. Okay occurs between 12 and 3. And not so good occurs between 3 and 6 in the morning. So, go to sleep early and sleep minimum 7 hours, if not 8 hours. But if you are tired, even if you sleep 8 hours, don't feel guilty, because your maximum immunity comes from sleep. Your maximum immunity comes from sleep. Please don't understand that. Even your mind, which is disturbed, if you sleep well, mind feels well. You are overworked, not slept well, your more chances are there that you will become restless, you will become anxious, you will become fearful, you will become depressed. So, do sleep well. Sometimes, I am not telling all times, sometimes when you are not able to get sleep, you can take a natural pill called Melocet. Natural, which is natural hormone, melatonin. Sometimes you can take. But, if you don't get sleep, take bath before sleeping. Warm water bath. Wash your hands and feet. If you can't take bath, at least wash hands, feet, face before sleeping. Sit for meditation 2 minutes. Take deep breath. Pray to God. Pray for good sleep and go to sleep. Do not watch mobile videos, televisions and phone calls before sleeping. Take break from these things before 1 hour of going to sleep. These things are important because sleep does matter with mental health a lot. Second item of practice, be regulated. What do you get regulated in? Be regulated in eating. What time you take your breakfast, what time you take your lunch, what time you take your dinner. I advise you, don't take your last meal after 7:30 p.m. I don't know what is your schedule like, but you are in control of your situation. Try and take your last meal between 7:30 and 8, that is all. Don't take any heavy meals after that. That will affect your sleep, affect your health, and affect your mental health also. Take your main meal in the afternoon. Breakfast and lunch should be good, and dinner should be very minimal. This is all important for mental health, it's not only for physical health. Third thing about regulation is timetable. What you do at what time? You work after sunrise and work till sunset. Try and see that you work less after sunset. Give time to yourself to rejuvenate. And do not forget that the morning time is meant for prayer, meditation and chanting. Spend time in this meditation, chanting and prayer. Give time to yourself before the phone calls start coming, before the bells start ringing on the door, before dhobi and bhai and dudhwala comes. Early in the morning when it is dark yet, get up in the morning when it is dark and pray. Connect yourself with the Lord. Connect yourself with the Lord through the holy name of the Lord. When you connect, you get tremendous strength. Why everybody is not depressed in corona period? Why some people are happy even though corona, they are positive, still they are happy. They are not having corona, they are happy. Because they have dealt with their mind in a different way. They have given the mind strength by meditative processes. And scientifically now, allopathic world, medicine world has proved that your lifespan increases by 7 years if you offer prayers every day in the morning. So, please take this seriously. Why we are weak? Because we just get up and start working. Most people just get up. First of all, they get up late. And as soon as they get up, in 15 minutes, they dress up and go to office and start working. There is no exercise for the mind and for the soul to unite with the Lord. There is no input to the mind. Mind is just carrying yesterday's impressions, yesterday's feelings, yesterday's depressions to today's day and start the work. And we just carry forward day by day. We don't work. We don't process our emotions. Morning time is a time when you process your emotions through meditation and through prayer. We give up all those negativities that happened yesterday by morning meditation. Keep our slate clean from yesterday's negativity and start with positivity today. Today is a fresh day. Forget yesterday what happened. Today is a new day. Don't carry your leftovers of yesterday in today's day. And then leave today's day before you sleep. Don't attend phone calls and WhatsApps and videos. Meditate what happened today, where you went wrong, where you went good, what to learn from today. And sleep with these procedures of cleansing yourself. And another thing, please keep busy. This is my humble request. We also have a PV Doshi hospital where only COVID patients are kept. And there are about 30-40 staff members, nurses, doctors, you know, attendants and securities and maintenance and everybody is kind, all kinds of people are there. I spoke to them. I said, you guys are coming every day in COVID ward and everybody is COVID positive here. How are you feeling? So they said, sir, when we were at home in fear, we were very much fearful sitting at home, not coming to work. But when we came to work, all the fear has gone. Why? Because we are imagining and imagining and imagining what will happen, and we were getting more and more fearful. But we left our four walls and came out and started working and serving the COVID affected people. We are so happy now. We are taking all due precautions, but the fear is not there. So, how to get away this fear? Keep yourself fruitfully engaged in service. Your work, what is happening is when mind is empty, it is enough time to get fearful, enough time to get depressed, enough time to get frustrated and imagine our miseries which are not going to be there but still we are imagining. Don't give mind I read in childhood in Reader's Digest, how to get away from mental aberrations. Keep busy. Karya magnata. Keep yourself always busy in doing something. Engage yourself. Don't keep yourself empty. Moment you become empty, it becomes devil's workshop. When you are empty, all bad things start occupying the space in the mind. So, this is the time to connect with people through all the media that is available. This is what I have experienced that in Corona times, I have connected to so many people which I could not connect before because of the media, because of Zoom, because of Google Meet, because of so many other methods. I could connect to people. Now I am connecting regularly with people who I am not able to connect before regularly. So it's an opportunity. Corona or anything else that will come tomorrow. You can see zero in the word zero. You can see O in the word zero. Or you can see O in opportunities. Both is your choice. You can focus on the O of zero and get depressed. Or you can focus on O of opportunities and become happy. And time has proved, great people have proved in the past, that every misery was actually an opportunity. For example, I attended one seminar where Mr. Ajay Piramal was telling that at the age of 24, his father died, his brother got very serious cancer, the mill stopped, everything collapsed. Everything came on his shoulders at the age of 24. But he said that time, when all over Maharashtra textile strike was going on, all the textile industry was getting stopped, zero income, everybody was losing jobs and companies were getting closed. That time he said, I started pharmaceutical business. I thought, what to do? Textile is getting over. Father is no more. Brother is having cancer. What do I do? And today, his pharmaceutical company is number 3 in the world. So he said, I took an opportunity. In fact, the textile business went down was a good fortune for me. It opened my fortune and I became a very successful pharmaceutical industry businessman. Of course, I can't become, you can't become Mr. Piramal. But what I'm trying to tell you is that he has his own misery which has turned into opportunity. You have your small misery, you can turn into your small opportunity. The way you look at things, the way you think about things, the way you approach things is important. I can see a red color and say, why red, why red, why red? But I can see red color, I can put yellow color and green color next to that and make it very beautiful. This is an example I am giving you. Life is always designed by the Lord for good for all of us. How it is good for all of us, we'll come to know in future. But today, in theory, we should know that God does not do anything bad to us. Only we do bad to us by our karma. God doesn't do anything bad to us. Nature doesn't do anything bad to us. We do bad to nature and we suffer the reactions of that. So, by practice of meditation, first we understand that I am part and parcel of God. I unite with Him and I draw all my strength from the Lord's holy name. You may not understand what I am saying unless you practice that. I can go on describing about how honey is sweet, how honey is sweet, how honey is sweet. But unless you open the bottle yourself and take out and lick the honey, you will not know how sweet it is and how beautifully sweet it is. So, spiritual life, giving strength to the mind is a matter of practice. To a certain degree, it is a matter of lecturing and educating. But to a large extent, it is a matter of practice. So, keep busy. Spend at least 30 minutes, if not 2 hours, in meditating, in taking the name of the Lord. Of your choice, you may be a Muslim, you can take Allah's name, you may be Christian, take the Lord's name, you may be Hindu, take Lord Ram and Krishna's name, if you are Buddhist, take Buddha's name. Do take the name of the Lord of your own religion, in your own faith, but do spend time in meditating on the Lord's name with full concentration in the mood of connecting with the divine. When you connect with the divine, your inner strength comes out. And you will be surprised and fascinated to know I have so much strength within. But you have to draw from that. And the way to draw that strength from within is to meditate, is to connect, is to reconcile within yourself. Do not think yourself as weakling. You are not weak. God has given you a very strong mind. Exercise the mind. Give the mind exercise of meditation every day. Then you will see the mind will give you so much of benefit. And this mind which is giving today depression to you, fear to you, frustration to you, that same mind will give you happiness, will give you energy, so much energy that whoever meets you will see the energy, will feel the energy, will feel vibrant. All that is possible in human life only. A dog cannot exercise his mind. A cat cannot exercise her mind. A bird cannot, a tree cannot, a reptile cannot, a mosquito cannot. But you can exercise your mind because you are a human being. Please do not lose this opportunity. There is no need to get depressed because things are not going to change. Things are going their own way. You need to change your approach towards those things. So my humble request to you, try yourself, revise again, sleep well, be regulated, meditate, chant, keep busy. And even after that, suppose if you get depressed, do take professional help. Even I have taken professional help when my mind was too disturbed at a particular time. Don't get proud. Most of the depressions are because of pride that I cannot be depressed and I am depressed. Most of the difficulties are because I can't accept that I am in difficulty. Be that much humble. If there is undue mental difficulty, take help of a counselor, approach people humbly or go to a psychiatrist, spend time with him, take psychotherapy. There is nothing wrong. As you take medicine for typhoid or for malaria or for hemoglobin deficiency, similarly, when mind gets sick, mind is also a part of body. You need treatment for the mind also. Do take treatment, get well, and simultaneously practice all these things. Do not think negatively. Do not have your schedule in a way that you sleep 1 o'clock in the night and get up at 9 in the morning and eat your meal at 11 o'clock in the night. Don't do that. Go with the nature. Live life naturally. Most of the mental problems will be solved when you just keep your regulations upside down. When you bring your timetable in accordance with nature, your half mental problem will be solved. And do read scriptures. Daily attend to the scriptures, either Bhagavad Gita, Bible, Quran, whatever prayers you have, do read every day, 15-20 minutes, to nourish your intelligence, which is going to control your mind or guide your mind. This way, when you do, I guarantee you, whether there be corona or no corona, you will not be fearful. You will not be depressed. And help out people who are in depression. Give them positivity. Tell them, do this. Make your life regulated. Sleep well. Meet people who are positive. Don't remain in four walls. Get out. Do something. Life may give you happiness sometimes, may give sadness sometimes with the events happening outside. But keep good company who are positive people, who give happiness, and help each other. Sometimes some people who give happiness are sad now. Help them. Other times they will give happiness to you. Be grateful to them. So, in conclusion, most important items to make yourself mentally strong, today being the World Mental Health Day, have knowledge about the reality which is given in scriptures and which is given in textbooks. Have knowledge and do, just don't keep it knowledge level. Do some practice for the mental health. That is meditative and chanting and prayerful life that you have. Do not lose the opportunity to pray, because only human beings can pray. Animals cannot pray. Birds cannot pray. Birds cannot meditate. Birds cannot chant. Birds cannot think positively. They just do their life as per the nature. But you have tremendous power to change your whole outlook. You can be the most poor person in the world, but you, at the same time, you can be very happy in the world. Happiness and your opulence has no connection. Happiness is within you, and you have to connect with that happiness within you. When you become connected within yourself, then the happiness that you feel, and you will feel, will take away all your fears, all your anxieties, all your worries. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So if there are any questions now, I can take questions.